The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Should you go?
I know.
Why haven't you been there in a long time?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure something out for dinner tonight, so maybe that'll be the stop.
There you go.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten anything at Kelly's other than the salad bar?
I've
not ordered one thing off the menu ever.
Yeah. So I like their patty melt, which of course I get it like different.
Somebody's buzzing and needs to not buzz.
Taken care of. But it was on.
That's right.
That's true. It was just a buzz.
But yeah, I like their patty melt. Their nachos are also really good because their salsa has like, it's more of like a chili. Have you ever had their salsa?
That's good.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nachos are always my go-to everywhere I go. Their chicken strips are the shit. I mean, like.
The Matt special.
What's that?
It's a grilled chicken breast, rice, broccoli, and cheese.
Oh, that's a little too healthy for me, but well, it sounds delicious.
When I try to, you know, just and not try to not like bathe in cheese, it's healthy.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah,
it's good. Because they have the cheese sauce, so it's like impossible to not bathe it in cheese.
Okay, so when we go, my wife orders cheese soup, and then she orders the cheese sauce to dip her fries in.
Perfect.
And it bothers me because I'm like, why are we spending the money on the cheese sauce? You can just dip your fries.
I agree.
It's different.
Yes.
It's a different flavor. I'm with Ellen on this
one. So I got to pay $2 for this little thing of cheese, and she can't just dip it in the
100%.
Soup.
And the difference is what?
I think it's just a different taste. The cheese sauce is different, and the soup. I don't know. Sometimes, depending on what day you go, I don't know if they do something different to it or
add
milk or something.
Exactly. So there are some days it's a little thicker.
It's always good, but some days
delicious.
It's a little thicker.
But some days
and some
it's different.
Yes, I agree.
And the cheese
that.
Sauce is always consistent. So.
It's always dippable, though. You can always dip your damn fries in.
But it just has.
But my wife doesn't.
Well, hey, she's worth it, and don't argue with me about that. She's worth that $2 cheese. Ellen, don't let him give you a hard time about that. And I'm very particular when it comes to things too. I mean, like I have certain.
No.
Please. No, I'm not. I'm just, I'm quirky. You know that. But I like, so I can't have the Abbey quesadillas without the Abbey salsa or the Tower chips without the Tower salsa. Like, I don't want Gym City chips with Tower salsa.
Wait a second.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that there was a difference.
Yeah.
Gym City chips are different.
Yeah. So Gym City chips are like yellow, like corn chips.
And they're heated.
They're heated and they're a little bit saltier. And the Towers, depending on
when
you get them,
saltier, by the way.
They are, which is one of the reasons I love them. I love salt.
And which makes you drink more, which is fine. That's part of the business model.
That's part of the business
model. And then the Towers are a little thin. They're thinner, crispier, like almost lighter.
As a chip aficionado, I would not know the difference between a Gym City chip and a Tower chip.
If I brought them in here and covered them and gave you one, you would be able to pick out at least Gym City. Out of the two.
Well, because of the salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you would.
But the flavor
is also different because I think one's corn and one's like a flour or one's like white corn maybe.
Once you dip it in the salsa.
Listen to me. I'm hungry.
But
and
then the queso. And then, you know, you got to get the queso. I just got to get the queso too. That I'm fine with.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the queso.
See? Well, and the white queso from like the Towers.
Yes.
That's where it's at.
You know, is this what I can expect?
Yes,
whether or not you have white queso or corn chips from the Tower.
This
is Club Muddy.
This is the essence of Club Muddy.
That's what happens when you do something in the evening and Ash hasn't eaten yet. And when we start talking about food.
Well, now she's talking in the third person. Now, see, I could drop
granola bars over there if you wanted them. So
I could, you know, Ricky loves a little Ricky.
That's right.
But she won't know. The Ricky
Bo knows Bo.
I was thinking the Seinfeld episode. What's that? What was that guy's name?
Jerry.
Bobby.
Banya.
No, Banya doesn't speak in the third
person.
The third one.
Yeah. Okay.
I think
Bobby. Yeah.
And Elaine doesn't know that he's talking about himself.
Yes.
He's asking her out on a date. Bobby likes to go. Bobby likes to. She was like, Yeah. I'll stop doing that because it is kind of annoying.
Well, anyway. We just had Super Bowl weekend, which is always basically a national holiday, and some people would like it to – they would like them to push it a week back so they could have President's Day off and the day after. It's fine. I mean, the game is done, though, by 10. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, but it would be nice to – I understand, like, Sunday is historical, but can we do it on a Saturday?
But if you did on Sunday and you had it on the day before Lincoln's or before President's Day, then a lot of people have that day off.
That I would say, do you need a day off after the Super Bowl?
I don't.
No, you don't.
Well, however, you know, because we're old.
Okay, but however, why not move President's Day? What's the problem with moving President's Day?
Yeah,
so
I agree.
If that way, I'm fine with that. You're still celebrating the presidents. You're just doing it a week earlier. And you're accommodating those. Maybe there were all kinds of people who had to travel to the Super Bowl or travel for parties, or they had a late night or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, the next Monday having a day off is no big deal.
Right.
Having it the day off after the Super Bowl, sure. Although, we don't need to create another holiday.
Although the Daytona 500 is Sunday. So those fans get the next day off.
Well,
there you go. But it's, the Daytona 500 was pushed back when the Super Bowl got pushed back because the Super Bowl extended the season. Oh, God, no. It's not. I'm not saying it is.
Super Bowl gets preference.
Yes, but they actually pushed the Daytona 500 back when the NFL schedule pushed the Super Bowl back a week. Because remember, the Super Bowl used to be like mid-January. And now it's the second weekend in February now. So, but the other thing about the Super Bowl was just the betting aspect. This was the first. I've been in Missouri the last couple of Super Bowls, and you can't like bet on your phone or whatever. But you know, I'm a FanDuel. I'm a nickel dimer.
Yeah, just, I'm a FanDueler.
Nickel dimer, $5 bet, maybe a $10 bet, but nothing more.
Really?
And oh yeah,
I
totally
cheap. $25 on a couple of them just because I was like, oh, this is definitely happening.
I actually prefer DraftKings. I find that one.
So you did bet?
I did. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh yeah.
Now, may I ask, what did you bet on?
I don't really know, David. I just kind of picked. Oh. I went with like the.
Did you bet on football type things or how long the national anthem's going to take?
No, not like prop stuff. No, okay. I did like so if Travis Kelce would have scored two or more touchdowns, I would have won a pretty significant amount of money. Mm-hmm. But he only did one.
Right.
Right. I bet on some parlays.
Listen, you sports girl.
I know. It takes betting to actually like get me to pay attention. But I bet primarily based on, okay, how many people are making this bet. And I knew that the Eagles were, they were the favorite, mm-hmm. right? They were the favored team. I should have known better. Because every instinct I have to go this way, I should go the opposite way. I won $11.
Well, then you did okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I put some.
Once we found out what the matchup was, I was like Chiefs in the over, Chiefs in the over. So I did okay.
Yeah.
So it was fun. But I think it's really changed because it used to be you'd sit there and watch or whatever, and now you're like on your phone. Okay, should I bet on this play? Should I bet on this play? Should I do this? Should I do that?
I want to know. How many of the people who complained about the interference call at the end of the game were mad because of a bet?
A lot, I would guess.
I would guess a huge portion because I didn't bet on it. I looked at it and I went, "That's a hold. That's a hold in every game." You can make the comment, "Well, you know, it's late in the game. Let them play." Dude, it's a hold.
Yeah.
It was a hold. It was a hold. It was a hold. So I don't care if you had money on the game or not, and that may have affected you, and you were betting on the Eagles to win or whatever.
What do you think about the complete pass that was in, like, the first or second quarter?
Oh, there was one.
Devontae Smith's on the sideline.
Didn't have the three steps in.
Yeah.
Is that a new rule?
No.
It's not?
You had the fumble. You had the one where Miles Sanders caught the ball, and it looked like he took a step, and he got drilled by Bolton, and then Bolton picked up the fumble. Yeah.
When it went off his helmet? Or which one
was
are you
that?
Was that
one?
So there's one that was like, it was looked complete, but then he kind of fumbled it and caught it again.
Oh, no, that was Goddard on the side.
Yeah, that was Goddard, yes.
And they both got called. Yes. I feel like they were.
They're both overturned.
Yeah.
So
I feel kind of badly here because here I am. Ashley's talking about, what about the play where he got the three steps and the ball was off his helmet? And I'm literally telling you, I was working.
Yeah.
I had my laptop up, the game was on, and if Greg Olson or Kevin Burkhardt sort of yelled about something, I looked up to see what was going on the screen, but I didn't watch it play for play, down for down.
Yeah.
And here's Ashley breaking down pass interference rules.
When I throw cash out at something, I'm paying attention, and I learned a lot just by betting. So it's not just the betting that, you know.
You want to cover a regional basketball game next week?
No,
We could use the help.
Do you remember when you said you had to, like, you had to announce for something and you didn't really know what, or you couldn't, there wasn't a whole lot to say? That would be me. I would just be pulling things out. People would be like, what is this? It's got to be like a Saturday Night Live.
But you know what, though? But I think she's getting close because the fact is, that's okay, maybe not necessarily basketball, but when the fall rolls around,
volleyball.
Postseason volleyball.
Yeah.
Ashley could go take a swing at that.
Take her daughter with her.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be great.
I would love that. I get very energetic, we'll say. Very.
Okay, now when
you cheering in the press box.
As someone who has spent parts of the past 40, I've coached youth sports for 44 years.
Yeah.
I've coached soccer, I've coached basketball, I've coached baseball. And so I'm very interested when you say that you're very energetic.
Yeah.
When you say that, can you give me an example of your energetic, your energy-ism?
Yeah, so the last tournament we went to was in Lewistown, and they have really, I want to say like older school bleachers. I don't want that to be like an insult because it was a very nice facility, but.
If you're at Lewistown High School, that school is a palace. That high school gym is a palace.
The gym, the sunken gym, is that where you were? No. Like it went down?
Are you thinking Missouri or Illinois?
You were in Lewistown, Missouri?
No, Illinois.
Lewistown, Illinois has a beautiful old gym that sits like in a bowl.
No.
But that's the high school gymnasium.
Okay, no, this was not that. And it had
that
like,
place is
there
awesome.
Were like metal bleachers that came out and it came through. I'm terrified of heights, so I was sitting down low behind the girls' team. And at one point, one of the girls turns around and is like, whose mom are you? And I was like, I'm Claire's mom. Why am I being too loud? And she was like, no, you just look like her. I was like, you are so full of crap. I do not look like Claire one, but it's because I never, like, I cheer with every, I mean,
every
I never stop. You know,
really?
Like, yeah. I'm
but
like,
you're positive.
Oh, yeah.
You're
I'm just, like,
come on, girls, let's go.
Yeah, like, fire up comments or, you know, like, that's okay, side out. I mean, and half the time I don't know what I'm talking about, but sometimes I do. I just like to keep, you know, I like to keep the energy up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That you're enthusiastic. Your child sees that you're enthusiastic. Yeah. She knows. My guess is there's a part of her inside that's going, Mom.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Please stop.
Like, shut up, Mom.
Please stop, Mom. Yeah.
But
But at least you're positive.
Yeah.
I've seen way too many parents who are in the front row or near the front row like you are, who are very open about their disdain for the coach's decision making or why this kid in the game or the officials. And an old friend of mine who's been a basketball official for many, many years, I love, he says, you can say whatever you want to me. You just can't say it in the front row.
Right.
Because when you're in the front row, now you're part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to go up in the 38th row with bleachers and scream up there, knock yourself out. But just don't do it in the front row.
No. I'm constantly, it's positive and it's, you know, like, that's okay. We'll get it next time or good effort or, you know, blah. And sometimes Luke's like, it's not okay. I'm like, yes, it is. But, you know,
So you're a mom. And this is one of the things that I've learned. I've coached probably boys and girls almost an equal amount of time. I coached my daughters when they were athletes, and I've coached boys on both ends.
Right.
And I've learned this is the fundamental difference between coaching boys and coaching girls. If Bob's at the free throw line and Bob misses a free throw,
Dad's
all of
like,
his teammates are going to be like, come on, Bob, make a free throw. Let's go. And they're mad at you, and they scream at you. Or you drop a pop-up or whatever. They're all over you. Game's over. Hey, want to go get a bite to eat afterward?
Yeah.
That's how guys are.
Yeah.
Girls, girl misses a free throw. Every girl walks up and says, it's okay. It's okay, Claire. You can hit the next one.
Yeah.
Game ends, and it's, I cannot believe that bitch did not throw me the ball.
That's it.
Difference between boys and girls.
It's about kind of like the camaraderie on the stage, almost, is what I would say. Because they hug after every play. I mean, they meet in the middle and kind of like hug it out. Every play. Now, I will say this team is different, and the parents are amazing. The whole, maybe it's because it's the first or second year that they're playing, because most of the time we're with the eighth grade team as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it just seems like the parents are, it's just pride. You know, we're just proud to see the girls out there.
Yeah, sure.
And they're really good, too. So
That's great.
Yeah, it's really fun. And not everybody gets to play. Claire doesn't get to play all the time, but it's still fun to see how they all act together as a team. It's just really cool. So Yeah, I love it. I would never bet on volleyball, though.
No, I don't know if that's a DraftKings option. I haven't seen that.
Seventh grade volleyball hasn't happened yet.
What about sand volleyball?
No, probably not. No, probably beach volleyball, probably nothing like that. I haven't seen any of that. So, no, but it's just, I think it's just fascinating the way that, you know, it was so forbidden for years. I mean, you had players, you know, get suspended for gambling in the 60s.
Alex Karras and Paul Horn.
Yeah, and then we had, but we had the Ridley kid get suspended a couple years ago for the Falcons. But you have, and of course, Pete Rose not in the Hall of Fame, all this stuff. But now you've got, you know, DraftKings and FanDuel signs all over the stadiums, and it's every other commercial, and DraftKings, the official blah, blah, of the NFL.
If you follow Bally Sports and all the Midwest, you know, how much they're getting gambling involved in the regional baseball broadcasts. I don't do any of that stuff. I don't do the nickel dimers like you do.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any. Yeah. I mean, I would probably rather bet on how long is the national anthem going to be than I am about things like that. It just, and to those who do it, great if it enhances your entertainment of watching the game.
Definitely
do I think I think it's fascinating, though. You betting money on a game doesn't surprise me. You betting money on a game fascinates me because it's
because
like
I don't know anything about it.
Not necessarily that you don't know anything about it, but the fact was that you wouldn't really care about it unless you had money on it.
Yeah. So here are the things that I care about, and this is pretty par for the course for a lot of my friends, and you guys probably know a lot of people like this too. So commercials, halftime show, food. This year, now that I bet on it, it kind of taught me to pay attention, and I was learning kind of what was what. And it's pretty neat. And I'm not saying I'm a huge football fan now, but I definitely enjoyed it. But I mean, it was really, you know, because I was like checking and, you know, just making sure.
But again, that was the Super Bowl. I didn't do that for every, every game. I'm not going to, you know, I might like take a, you know, a baseball, a three baseball game parlay, $5, great done. I'm not going to sit there and bet on every pitch. Yeah, I mean, I know guys who do that. It's like, do that.
I don't think I watched any football game except for the Super Bowl this year. Like, no playoff, no.
No, because you did that and you enjoyed it, would you think about watching an occasional game during the regular season or maybe pick it up earlier in the playoffs?
I mean, the thing is that, and this is just, I know you prioritize what you want, but I'm just too busy.
Sure.
You know, I mean, football games are fun if it's like the occasion, which I think is, you know, Super Bowl is the occasion. Yep. I love any reason to celebrate and then any reason to learn a little bit more about it or any like avenue to do that, I think is cool. It's not something that I'll do regularly. I mean, any big game would be cool, but
you know, and it kind of goes like, okay, you know, with this has happened, and of course now Quincy has so many, you know, gaming parlors as well. They're like one of those, you know, Springfield is the highest per capita, but I think Quincy is like number two in the state, you know, because we never got our gambling boat that people wanted a gazillion years ago. So now we have all those gaming parlors, which is great, and it's, you know, it's revenue for people. So if you've got a problem, stay out. That's always been my philosophy. But, you know, it's something that has you know, that has kind of permeated the community. And I think it's just society in general, because it also it's like, you know, we're never going to have pro sports teams in Vegas. We got a pro hockey team now. You got a pro football team. You're probably going to have a pro baseball team. Yeah. And next year's Super Bowl is in Las Vegas. So that ship has sailed. And because the NFL, you know, they look for these revenue streams. And whether it's, you know, I think between gaming and between streaming, video streaming, those two things have opened up so many possibilities for dollars.
Well, I just heard sports leagues. I just heard of there was a news report. I was actually driving home somewhere, and I just happened to have the news on, and the report was that more money was spent. Let me refer. Well, I guess to make the money, the casinos, that's how they make their money, is you spending your money. So whichever way you want to go.
Yeah.
But casinos were more profitable this year than they've ever been ever.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it now is the prevalence of now I can bet on my, you know, it's so much easier. You just do it from your phone.
Yeah.
You know, DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever, you know, whatever you use, it's they've made it so simple,
so easy
that it's
that even I can do it, that and that should be the ad. Look, we made it so simple, even Ashley can do it.
If Ashley can do it,
anybody can do it.
You've made it simple enough and fun enough,
yeah,
to where here's, you know, Midwestern non-sports mom mm-hmm. who doesn't really know. But the fact that you dropped Travis Kelce's name and yeah. and said it right
yeah.
and knew that he had to score two touchdowns, you learned something.
I did. I will say, though, admittedly, the Kelce, I don't want to, it's the story of it, right? So that's one of the things I thought was really interesting. It seems like every Super Bowl, there's almost like a soap opera kind of element, mm-hmm. right? So the drama is definitely there. So with the brothers,
yeah,
I was tuned into that and the mom wearing the double-sided, mm-hmm. you know, because I was thinking, that's so cool. How tough would it be to like be in that position as a mom? So that's one reason. Also, he's gorgeous.
There you go.
Let's just be real.
You're exactly right.
It doesn't hurt when you have, because I've said in the past, if I don't have a preference on a team, I pick the winner based on how hot the coach is. That's just my thing. That's not why I went with the Eagles. However, it did fit the bill.
Yes.
Okay.
Nick Sirianni's an attractive man. Yes.
He is. Yeah.
And Andy Reid's Andy Reid.
Yeah. So, which...
There's yeah. absolutely nothing wrong yeah. with that. There's it's the same theory that people have when they pick their teams in the NCAA basketball bracket, and I pick them because I visited that state, yeah. or I like the team colors,
yep.
or I like the mascot. You have a rooting interest. And yeah. if you think Travis Kelce has a nice butt, then you watch the game for that.
Yep.
More props to you. Yeah. More props to Travis Kelce.
I know. And then I think, you know, I think the Super Bowl's doing it right when they do kind of pimp these stories about brother. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, of course we want to increase viewership. And then with the, because I will tell you, what do you guys think about the commercials?
I didn't get to watch. I didn't watch really a lot of them. There weren't many that jumped out at me.
Same.
The one where the remote changed. Everybody in our room was like, "What the hell?" Tubi.
Yeah, that was either genius or
I didn't see it. I mean, I had the game on.
It was like your screen was on and the game went out, and then like this channel started changing.
It looked like it was.
And it's like you were on your guide going whoa, and I'm like. You know, the guy's outside, Joe, are you? He's like, that's a commercial, Bob. Yeah. Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I did not see
totally,
that.
Yeah. Totally went, oh, yeah, got me.
You got
me.
The one that I wished I had watched from the beginning was Alicia
Silverstone.
Silverstone and yeah. the Clueless remake.
That was good.
You can see it online, you know.
I'm sure I could.
Yeah.
But that one I knew was coming, and I kind of just wanted to see what they did with it.
It's pretty good.
I only caught part of it, yeah. you know. I was working on.
What was that? I forget what that was for.
Rakuten.
Okay, so I bet that they're.
It was a good spot. Yeah.
I mean, it was genius. Really, it was about the only one, the Amazon one with the dog that chewed all the stuff up, and then they were online looking for a crate. So it was kind of misleading. And then the puppy comes home in the crate. So instead of getting the dog a crate to put the dog in, they got the dog a puppy to keep it busy, which I thought was super sweet. But I wonder how many people are going to Amazon looking for puppies now. Thinking, you know what I mean? And then there was another one that was a really sweet. I'm always a sucker for animals. And there was another one. And it was a really sweet one about an aging dog and dog food. But I can't remember the brand. So it clearly wasn't that. As a marketer, mm-hmm. I looked what stuck with me.
Yeah.
And Amazon did. Bud Light did for two reasons. I love Miles Teller. It was him and his, I'm assuming, real wife dancing mm-hmm. to On Hold music, which was pretty cute. But
I need to go back and watch these commercials.
But I will say for Bud Light or Budweiser or whatever, you know, it was a little lackluster because you're expecting like the big,
especially
thing.
From them. They're the ones who come out usually with one of the better ones.
Like the horse running.
Yeah, the
thing.
6 degrees of Budweiser ad wasn't exactly. I was like, oh, okay, I get it. And it was like, you know. And with Kevin Bacon narrating, it's like, well, there should be some like Kevin Bacon 6 degrees stuff in this thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just didn't think they were very.
As we continue this vein, you know, we are a month away from the NCAA tournament, and somebody at this table has run an NCAA tournament pool for like 30 years.
not me.
Notice which hand he came to. Yes, I've operated a tournament of my own, own doings. It is not affiliated in any way with Muddy River News, Muddy River Sports.
Hey, we're not your previous employer. I'm fine with that.
Or that either.
If we have the mayor or the police chief or somebody bringing in cash for the pool, I'm fine here. I'm not going to put the kibosh on like they did back at the other place.
That's the truth. There was one morning I was working, and it was Thursday morning, and if anybody had ever been in the old newsroom at the Herald Whig, my desk was in the far back corner, and the entrance to the room was at the other end. I mean, it was as far away as you could get, and there were people with pool sheets and money lined up out the door,
including public officials.
Oh hell!
Yeah, because I was working at the Whig at the time. It was great.
Let's be honest. In those types of media channels, I'm not calling out the Whig, but you can't even say certain things. So I'm surprised that they even let you stay that day.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, they were very nice about it.
They were.
They were like,
look, we can't have this, David.
Not anymore.
Look, you want to run it? Great. It had grown.
I mean, how many
so big?
People at the peak did that pool have?
About 800.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, I placed in it and won like hundreds of dollars one year. I think I finished like second or third or something won like $200.
I'd probably get in on that even though I don't really know anything.
Right.
Oh.
And one of the persons one year won because, not to get too deep into the woods here, but basically the pool that I have, your points, the points that you don't just get correct points for picking the winners. You get more points if you pick lower
it's
seats.
It's a great system. It is. It's a really cool.
So
pool.
Like
it's a great pool.
Everybody can pick Duke.
Yeah.
But if you somehow pick UC Santa Barbara, which is a 12 seed.
Yeah.
Well, if Duke wins a game, they get 1 point. UC Barbara, Santa
so
Barbara.
It's like long gets, shots.
It's you get 12 points. So you get more points based on the. You get points based on your seeds.
Yeah. I don't know what a seed is. Is that long shot or
it's basically the way they rank the teams in order from 1 to 16, essentially saying number 1 is should be the best team. Okay. 16 is a team that has the least amount of chance of winning. Only one number 16 seed has ever won a game in the tournament.
Yeah, so it's like a long shot.
Right.
But did you never had a limit on how many brackets you could have, right?
I did.
Because
at 10.
1 year I put in multiple, and 1 year my wife happened to be pregnant, so one of my bracket names was Fetus Goff.
Nice.
Yes, that is true.
And then I always had Mizzou Homer Golf because I always had a pool where Mizzou wins the tournament.
Yeah.
And then I never pick Kansas to win a game in any bracket I have. Right, those are my rules.
Well, one of the pools that we had, this is so long ago that the person who won this hasn't lived in Quincy in probably 35 years. But his wife picked Temple to win like 4 games. Temple was like the 9th seed, and Temple went on this massive run, got to the final 8, and so they got 9 points in the first round, 18 points in the second round, 27 points in the third round, and she ended up winning. She picked Temple because her favorite baseball player was Gary Templeton.
See?
And that was
nothing to do with the school in Philadelphia.
I may not have been able to tell you that Temple was from Philadelphia.
That's right, yeah.
But soul sister. Yeah.
All right. So,
but
David,
that happens.
We are going to have a pool this year that David's going
count
to
me
run.
In.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, count me in.
I've done it for years. It's insane.
It'll teach me something about basketball. Then.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Yeah.
And it'll give you a reason. I mean, it's just fun. My daughters will all be texting me like the morning of the game. Hey, Dad, I'll get your bracket in as soon as I can.
Yeah.
And they're all over the place. I'll get people. Gosh,
of course,
people
it's all online now.
It's all online.
Yeah.
And it's I think it's fun. I think it's a neat way to do it to do the bracket.
Sure.
And it's not yet up to the numbers that we had. And the bad part about it was at the time when the numbers of the pool that I was running when I was working at the Herald Whig also was the time when they had the big gambling ring at Barney's.
Yes.
Oh.
And so we're riding.
That was part of it.
We were writing about all these people gambling at Barney's. And meanwhile, everybody knew that the biggest pool in town for the NCAA tournament was in my little corner desk.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. That's awesome.
That's so funny. Anyway, okay, so one more thing. Because going back to like the drama, Mahomes' ankle, if I had to hear that one more time, I was going to freak out. He was fine, and that announcer brought his ankle up for probably, the rest of the game.
Well, he did hurt it at the end of the second quarter.
It was tweaked.
It was tweaked. He was fine. They didn't talk about. They didn't talk
Are you saying
about,
they shot him up with something at halftime?
No, I don't know. That's not my. Well, let's put it this way. That is a rumor.
I think one of the things, that was a huge factor is the length of the halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
Gave them time to really assess him.
Okay, but hang
and,
on.
And give him, you know, the Eagles running.
What was Mr. Miyagi went.
Mr. or who was it? Bud Kilmer in Varsity Blues.
That's right.
You know, shoot him up in the ankle or whatever. But the fact was, he when he came back, especially when he made that, that run on the quarterback scramble late in the game,
he was okay. Here's
but
my
he
personal
wasn't,
take.
He was not
I
when
think
he got
he was
hurt
milking
in the second
quarter. An ankle injury because they were down, and he was thinking, man, I don't want to be associated with this if we go down. Yeah, that's my conspiracy there. Also, did you see the Eagles player who twerked his ankle? And I'm saying really twerked it. Not twerk. Tweet.
Tweet.
Well, who knows? They
Maybe
did twerk,
tweaked
too.
It while he was twerking.
I can already see the headlines of this one.
Yeah.
Ashley twerks.
Tweaking or twerking, they're both not awesome for Ash. But he really
Third
got his ankle.
Love.
Yeah, he really got his ankle
yeah.
turned. There was no mention of that.
He wasn't the MVP. You didn't even know the guy's name.
He was a really small guy. That's all I know. I was like, what? He's
small guy
snapped.
With a tiny ankle.
He's going to get snapped like a twig. Yeah. But anyway, okay. And then, sorry, go ahead.
For those of us who had Patrick Mahomes getting 25 yards rushing in their parlay, though, the scramble was a very nice thing there at the end. So,
And I do know all those words now. Also, okay, one more thing, and this is about the halftime show, because we just can't talk about the Super Bowl without the halftime
show. Sure.
Okay, Rihanna, what'd you think?
I don't know. I don't know her very well. I don't remember her song. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I liked it. I was like, oh, great. And then it's like, of course, all of the women around were like, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
She's pregnant.
Well, that
was the part for me.
Yeah.
I know some of her songs.
Yeah.
I know of her. I can't say that I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
And so, but I will always watch the halftime show.
Sure.
And I'm watching this and I'm going.
Yeah. It was like basically her announcement.
Is she pregnant? I didn't know. And I thought maybe I should Google this. Well, surely they'll talk about it at some point.
That was they never
really did. I didn't care for, what would you describe the suits that they were wearing?
Well, it was like snow suits, but it reminded me of like sperm.
I saw them in Return of the Jedi. I thought they were great.
Really?
No, I didn't like
them. I was like, man, if I'm a Super Bowl dancer, if I'm dancing at the Super Bowl with Rihanna as like a backup dancer, I want to see my face. Like, I want to be like, Mom, hey, here I am. You know, they had them all.
I want a Super Bowl, Mom.
Yeah, they had them all cinched up with glasses. I mean, you couldn't even tell they were female or male. Maybe that was the point.
They were on the ice planet Hoth, is what I thought.
Okay. I don't even know what that is. Now, those words, I don't know.
You just went right over my head.
I'm with two people who do not know anything about Star Wars.
Maybe I'll tackle that.
Wait a second.
If you make a bet on Star Wars, maybe I'll learn it. But I'm out.
have you ever watched Star Wars?
I watched one or two because my husband is a fanatic, but
I can't get into them. Never seen it.
I know you have. I know. Yeah. I knew.
I know when I told him that, he was like, "You've never watched
a Star Wars movie?
No, never watched it.
No. And also, I think so. There was kind of some. People were talking about Rihanna because Colin Kaepernick, when he took a knee. She basically said that she would never perform for a Super Bowl, like in support of him. So the hypocrisy there was always more drama.
Yeah. I don't care.
But I don't care about any of that. I just wanted to mention it because I'm sure a lot of people do think about that. But I think that you can't have a halftime performance without some kind of like special guest.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they had one, you know.
You're saying she should have had a special guest, not just her. So her fetus was not enough of a special guest for you.
No. Mm-mm.
I think she was wearing pink. I think that was also her.
We used the word fetus twice is remarkable.
I think her wearing pink was also her gender reveal. Twerking fetuses is the name of my fantasy baseball team now.
Perfect.
By the way.
Love it. I kind of thought that too, and that's probably why I thought the white were like spermy. It just all kind of. Just buttoned up real nicely. But I think it was missing that special guest or, you know, because like Michael Jackson, there needs to be like a hologram of him or something at one of them, or, you know, like do something really cool. I mean, this is the biggest show, right?
And you know, I know a lot of people. A lot of people like to take this opportunity as well to say, "Was that the greatest halftime show ever? Where does it rank in the pantheon of halftime shows?" And I think to myself,
"Tom Petty was.
I really
pretty,
don't care.
Pretty great. I will say, Snoop Dogg was amazing.
That was good.
Well, everyone. Really good. All I know is the one that always is brought up is the best is Prince,
because he played in a driving rainstorm, and they said, "Oh, you don't have to perform." He's like, I'm performing. Yeah. You know why? Because I'm Prince." And he goes out there with his electric guitar. He's like, "You might get electrocuted." Yeah. He's like, "I'm Prince. I'm playing." Yeah. No.
Yeah. Now, just to give Rihanna some props, I don't care how great her performance was. I don't even care if she lip-synced. I don't care for a pregnant chick to be suspended that high above the ground.
I would love to know how
she had a harness on. Did you see that?
I don't care.
When she was up there. Yeah.
You could have had me strapped to the board and I would have said, "Look how high
I
am."
I couldn't even crawl up the bleachers at a 7th grade volleyball. Yeah,
she's on the floor and here's Rihanna 100 feet in the air.
I have the utmost respect for anybody who can do that.
I thought it was a great performance. I really did.
And I think, you know, even though the movements of the choreography were very simple, they were very tight together. You know, like just the consistency was really cool. And that's just what I look for. But overall,
that was a dance mom's type thing.
I know, right? And I'm not really a dance mom, but not like that. But that's one of my other favorite things is to scroll Facebook and just sit back and eat my popcorn and watch all the fights about best.
Who's the best halftime show? Should she be rubbing herself as suggestively as she was?
Grabbing your crotch, blah, blah, blah. You know Satan, what? It's Rihanna. A million billionaire, whatever. She can grab whatever she wants and wear whatever she wants and do whatever she wants.
If you don't like it, don't watch and just whatever.
Yeah.
So. But. On that note, I think we are done. Thank you for sitting in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I was
kind of prepared to sit here and maybe talk about city government talk about what. No.
Maybe next time.
No. In fact, we didn't come within 5 miles of city government. We talked about fetuses.
Well, we talked about some of them possibly gambling in your pool. But outside of that, we did.
Well, we have had some, and like I said,
come
middle of March, you know where to find me.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Muddy River News, our home, our news.